Today, 23rd of August, is the commemoration of the abolition of slavery by the representative of the French Republic in Haiti in 1793. You know that the French Revolution has declared the equality between all human beings in 1792, but they were all human beings living in France, of course. And the African slaves working in the French colonies were not concerned by that. And in Haiti, which was, by the way, the richest of all French colonies, about probably more than 10% of the French GNP came from the sugar of Haiti in the 18th century. And the African slaves in Haiti were informed about the revolution in Paris, and they revolted. And it's one of the examples of revolts by African men and women who did not accept what was happening there.
So this year, what will be the focus of the day?
So this year, UNESCO, which is a little bit the coordinator for the UN system on the 23rd of August every year, this year we put the stress on the, or the focus on the memory of the slave trade. And there has been an international seminar in Brasilia inaugurated by President Lula 2 days ago, which gathers experts from all over the world, coordinated by Brazil and UNESCO. And their aim is to create a network of sites related with the transatlantic slave trade. They are representatives of, for instance, the Valongoque complex in Rio de Janeiro, which was a major point of entry of African slaves into Brazil, the Slave Route Project in Benin, the Cape Coast Chateau in Ghana, the Liverpool Museum in the UK, the Indian Ocean Itinerary of Memory, which is managed by Mauritius, Madagascar, Mozambique, and Réunion. There is the island of Gorée in Senegal, or the city of Lagos. So American partners, African partners, European partners who are discussing together how to better preserve those sites and also how to use those sites in order to preserve the memory and is also used to combat slavery today.
So this is kind of a focus on young people or educating young people.
Yes, of course, we are all conscious of the fact that the United Nations, you've got sets of conventions on human rights, rights of the children, rights of the women. We have just mentioned the Convention Against the Trafficking of Human Beings. UNESCO puts a specific stress on culture, preservation of cultural sites, and education. You're absolutely right to underline that.
There is a memorial that's planning on being constructed for the UN. It's a commemoration of slavery. Do you know the progress of that? Because I think UNESCO is involved also.
Yes, Ms. Adams. The General Assembly has indeed decided that a memorial should be constructed, erected in front of the UN building in New York in order to commemorate the transatlantic slave trade and slavery in general. Jamaica took a special role in there. The Jamaican ambassador at the United Nations has organized a special committee that he coordinates in order to move the project forward. There were three main issues. The first issue was to identify a spot, because as you know, the UN Plaza is quite a busy place, and we got, of course, the agreement from the highest level in the UN system that this project is a priority. So it will receive all the necessary visibility so that all visitors to the UN will be able to devote the necessary attention and learn from that monument. Another issue was to organize an international competition, and the committee, chaired by Jamaica, has decided that UNESCO should do it. And then the third issue is, of course, a financial issue. And even if several governments have been extremely generous, including the government of the United States of America, we still do not have enough money to complete the project. And this is also a way for me to advocate for this important project, that if there are private sector people or civil society practitioners or government people who would be interested,